the 601 in style. So come on, everybody, let's ride a while.
All right, that's Veronica Lewis. Her piano playing has the power of a thunderstorm in the Delta, and her original songs are exuberant. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that was an original, was it not, Veronica Lewis?
Yes, that was an original.
All right. Oh, I have to tell you, I'm so honored to have you on the radio here with us. You're going to be performing tomorrow evening at the New England Blues Summit, and it's going to be a great time. You're right in there with some amazing talent. And, I have to let folks know, and I know you hear it all the time, but what are you? You're now 14?
Yes, I'm 14.
It's just amazing. So we have to know when you started playing piano, or when you picked up that first instrument and said, wow, this is something I need and want to do.
Yeah, well, when I was 6, my mom actually showed me how to improvise and a few blues and boogie woogie riffs. And then we started listening to some CDs, you know, the classics, Katie Webster, Meatloaf Lewis, Otis Spann. And I really got intrigued with this style of music because boogie woogie, you know, it's kind of an upbeat, happy kind of style of music. And it's really fun to play. And it sounds really, really interesting with the progression.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an instructor, a teacher that you've...
I really haven't taken formal piano lessons. A couple months ago, I started like a lady down the street, Linda Brown, she started showing me some more in-depth music theory and sight reading because I kind of learned backwards. I basically just started with improv and boogie woogie from my mom, and now I have to kind of go back and learn music theory and sight reading.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like your mom has a pulse, or definitely a good taste in music for sure. If this is a sort of an offspring of her for bringing you into this realm, and boy, you've really picked it up. It's pretty amazing. Tell us some of the places you've been able to showcase your music.
Well, I am the Youth Blues Musician of the Year for New Hampshire. Actually, I believe it's 3 times in a row, and with that I get to do a few shows each year, like the Barn Full of Blues, and I get to go to Memphis and perform on Beale Street in the IVC, and I get to perform in a club on Beale Street every year in January, and that's probably the most exciting show that I get to perform at, except of course for the New England Blues Summit tomorrow.
Right, for sure. Well, I have to tell you, it's just you've really you just nail it on what I've heard of you from of just finding you on the web here. And we're going to have the great opportunity to actually see you at the New England Blues Summit tomorrow evening. That's, I think you go on at 7, do you not? You open up the evening music showcase?
Yes, I start at 7 and I go until 7:30, and then I believe Mr. Smith goes on after that.
Uh-huh. Now, there's an image of you on your website. The greats are hanging above you there, Elvis Presley and the whole crew there from Sun Records. What was it like to be in the Sun Studios?
Yeah, so when we were touring the Sun Studios, when we got to the recording room, I sat down and I started playing The Mess Around by Ahmet Erdogan. And it was so great because on the piano, there was actually, I noticed a dark circle on one of the lower keys, and it was actually from one of Jerry Lee Lewis's like cigars that he put on the piano key. And it was so cool to be able to play on one of the pianos Jerry Lee Lewis was playing on. And actually, in fact, when I went to January this past January, I went to Jerry Lee Lewis's ranch, the Lewis Ranch, and I got to play a song that I wrote to Jerry Lee Lewis on his piano. So it's so amazing to play one of the pianos that the greats have played on. You really get a lot of inspiration when playing.
I bet. And the emotion that must have come over you with that. Wow. Veronica Lewis, I have to say, we are looking forward to seeing you tomorrow evening. We hope that folks will step up and come out and hear this and be part of this amazing event in Sturbridge. It's the first year that these folks are coming into Sturbridge. So we hope that they get the support that they need. Hey, I think I have, if I'm not mistaken, I've got the Woo Wee Sweet Daddy playing right here in the background. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so that's kind of an homage to my hero and idol, Katie Webster. And uh-huh. She really inspired me probably the most when I first started out. This song, she wrote Woo Wee Sweet Daddy, and so it's kind of a cover, but I do a couple covers of a couple people's songs, but whenever I do that, I always kind of make it my own arrangement and add my own style so I can really have my own sound. Uh-huh. But, of course, I have the lyrics that she used and some of her same instrumentals, so it's really great to be able to kind of connect with her by playing her song.
Sure. Well, Veronica Lewis, we wish you great, great success. I look forward to talking to you again, perhaps, when you've got another event in the area. And thanks for being on the Jukebox of Americana with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
All right. We're going to go ahead and let Veronica Lewis carry us on out of here.